So as I said, this time we will take the stories of the 22 incarnations of Lord Krishna, which is given in the third chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, so first in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, sixth verse. From the sixth verse, the explanation starts. So I've put it on the screen, and whoever has written it very good, you can also see in your notes, because sometimes this may not be so clear. Saeva,
Saeva, Saeva, Saeva.
Pratamam Deva,
Pratamam Deva, Pratamam Deva.
They can't see. If you kneel down, the back devotees at the behind cannot see. Kaumaram,
Kaumaram, Kaumaram, Kaumaram.
Sargam Ashrita,
Sargam Ashrita, Sargam Ashrita, Sargam Ashrita.
Chachara,
Chachara.
Duscharam Brahma,
Duscharam Brahma, Duscharam Brahma, Duscharam Brahma.
Brahmacharyam,
Brahmacharyam, Brahmacharyam, Brahmacharyam.
Akhanditam,
Akhanditam, Akhanditam, Akhanditam.
Saeva Pratamam Deva,
Saeva Pratamam Deva, Saeva Pratamam Deva, Saeva Pratamam.
Kaumaram Sargamashrita,
Kaumaram Sargamashrita, Kaumaram Sargamashrita, Kaumaram Sargamashrita.
Chachara Duscharam Brahma,
Chachara Duscharam Brahma, Chachara Duscharam Brahma, Chachara Duscharam Brahma.
Brahmacharyam Akhanditam,
Brahmacharyam Akhanditam, Brahmacharyam Akhanditam, Brahmacharyam Akhanditam.
Saeva Pratamam Deva, Kaumaram Sargamashrita, Chachara Duscharam Brahma, Brahmacharyam Akhanditam.
Saeva Pratamam Deva, Kaumaram Sargamashrita, Chachara Duscharam Brahma, Brahmacharyam Akhanditam. Saeva Pratamam Deva, Kaumaram Sargamashrita, Chachara Duscharam Brahma, Brahmacharyam Akhanditam. Saeva Pratamam Deva, Kaumaram Sargamashrita, Chachara Duscharam Brahma, Brahmacharyam Akhanditam.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
First of all,
in the beginning
of creation,
there were
the four
unmarried
sons
of Brahma,
the Kumaras,
who being situated
in a vow of celibacy.
Underwent
severe austerities
for realization
of the absolute truth. So the first incarnation, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, from the third chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which the name of the chapter is Krishna is the source of all incarnations, in that the first one is Kumaras. Okay, so if all of you want to hear this story properly, sit properly like me, because this is Srimad Bhagavatam. This is not some fairy tales or some, you know, fiction. It's, you know, you should pay attention, and I'll just mobiles off, please. So this time, as I said, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we will take the 22 incarnations. These are the stories. So we start from today. So these are the 22 incarnations. Okay? Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. So these are the... Sometime I'll have a quiz contest, a visual round. You'll have to find out which incarnation... I'll show you the picture. You should show it is of which incarnation. Now I will not do that. I'll ask any time. Surprise I'll have. Okay, so you should know these pictures nicely. This is the 22 incarnations. And the next comes, these are the four Kumaras. Okay, so Brahmaji, he creates. All of you know who is Brahmaji?
Yes.
How many heads he has?
Four.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay, so Brahmaji has four heads. Anybody has any doubt? Maybe Brahma has some less or more heads. Four heads? Yes. All of you agree?
Yes.
So Brahmaji has four heads. And Brahmaji is a creator. So first, he created many things according to Srimad Bhagavatam. First, he created these Kumaras. The names of these Kumaras, all of you should know. Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumara. Sanaka,
Sanatana,
Sanandana,
Sanat Kumara.
Sanaka,
Sanatana,
Sanandana,
Sanat
Kumara. So these four Kumaras were first created by Brahmaji. For what? Because to increase the population of the universe. You know what is the meaning of population?
Yes.
In the, another word, a synonym for population is progeny. Okay. So he wanted them to create progeny. So he told the Kumaras, you please create progeny. They said, no. We will not create. We want to remain brahmacharis. If you want to create population means what? You have to get married. And you get married, then you have to buy a bungalow, then you have to buy a car, then you need so many endless things, isn't it? So they didn't want to get involved in those things. They wanted to be a brahmachari, they wanted to be celibate, they wanted to be pure. So they said that we will not create. Now, Brahmaji, he created them for creating what?
Universe.
Population.
Population. Yes. But now what they are saying?
No.
We will not
do.
We will not do the. Now, suppose your parents make all the effort for you. Sit like this. And they tell you to do something. If you don't do, what happens? What happens to your parents? But what happens? Actually, what happens to their... what happens? They get angry. Isn't it? So now Brahmaji got angry. Brahma is the father, no? Of the Kumaras. He created the Kumaras. And the Kumaras are telling, I will not create population. So Brahmaji got angry. What happened? Because of Brahma's anger, from his sit like this. Sit like this. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sit like this. Otherwise, I will not go ahead. Sit like this. So, yeah. From his eyebrows, Lord Shiva came out. Brahmaji, because he became angry, so Lord Shiva, he came out from his eyebrows. And Lord Shiva said, give me a name. So then Brahmaji gave him a name, Rudra. Okay, so now these Kumaras, they, what happened, they made themselves, they look as these small boys. They are not small boys, they are sages. They look like small boys, but they are very great sages. And constantly they are chanting the names of the Lord. Of course, initially they were, there are three types of realization about the Lord. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. What is that? I will tell you when that verse comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. For now, you remember, Brahman means it is only a partial realization of the Lord. Means you will come to know about God very little. It is partial, Brahman. So they were Brahman realized devotees. Are you understanding what I am talking?
Yes.
Can anyone tell what is the meaning of Brahman realization? Yes.
We can understand Lord in only small quantity.
Yeah, impartially, very little. Thank you. Hari Bol for whom? So this way you can realize the Lord very partially. So they were Brahman realized devotees. But they had powers. They could go anywhere. They could just, you know, walk here, there, around, anywhere in the spiritual world, everywhere they could go. So once they visited Vaikuntha. And, yeah. So they went to Vaikuntha. But of course this comes little later. So they went to sit properly, all of you. Sit properly. So they went to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is the house of Lord Vishnu. So they went to Vaikuntha. And that it is called the spiritual world. In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, this Vaikuntha is described very nicely. You want to know?
Yes.
Over there are birds, those birds, different, so many names are given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Chakara, then so many other names are given from Srimad Bhagavatam. And those birds, they all sing very beautifully in Vaikuntha. They sing very beautifully. But suddenly everybody stops singing. This is when this is happening, when these Kumaras are walking in the spiritual world. I mean, in the Vaikuntha, when they are walking, it's a very huge place, okay? We can't imagine also. So those birds, they all stopped singing. You want to know why they stopped singing?
Yes.
It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that there was a lull, means complete silence. Why? Because the honeybee, in Sanskrit it is called bringa, the honeybee with in a high pitch, shh, the honeybee in the high pitch was singing the glories of Lord Vishnu. The honeybee was singing bhajans of Lord Vishnu. Here, anybody likes to hear a bee's voice? Anybody likes? But in Vaikuntha, when the bees, the bringas, they were singing, that time all the birds who sing very nicely, they all kept quiet. There was a lull. It's told in Srimad Bhagavatam. With complete silence, because they wanted to hear the bee singing the glories of Lord Vishnu. This is the consciousness in Vaikuntha. They listen to everyone. They'll not say, you are not a good singer, you are not like this, you are not like that, I will not listen to you. No. Anybody who sings about Lord Vishnu, everybody listens. That is Vaikuntha. Then you know what happened? They went further. They were trees, desire trees. And these trees, they'll give you fruits and flowers throughout the year. Can you get mangoes in August?
No.
Huh? Can you get mangoes?
No.
But in Vaikuntha, you can get mangoes throughout the year. Because they are desire trees. You can get mangoes, whatever you want. Whichever flower you want. Will you get mogras in December? You won't get mogras in December. But in the spiritual world, you will get. So these are desire trees. So very beautiful. And this way, the Kumaras were walking through Vaikuntha. And then there were 7 gates. Shh. There were 7 gates, and these gates, you know what they were made of? Not this teak wood. They were made of diamonds and gold. The doors in Vaikuntha are made of gold and diamonds. And it's true. So like this, 6 gates, the Kumaras, they started walking. First gate came, they crossed that. Then the second gate came, they crossed that. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth. They crossed 6 gates, and at the 7th gate when they came, there were 2 personalities. Very beautiful. Yeah, Jay and Vijay. Yes, Jay and Vijay were there. And you know how they look? See, like this they look. They also have 4 hands like Lord Vishnu. And they also have many, many similar. The color is also like Vishnu. Yes, very good. The color also is like Lord Vishnu. They have qualities also. They saw, now suppose, in the Prime Minister's office, 4 boys like these. And see, they are sages, and I told they are like small children. Small children can enter anywhere, isn't it? Is there any restriction for small children to enter? But like if it is Modi's office, will anybody allow? Now, if in Modi's office, same way, these 2 Vaikuntha gatekeepers, Jay and Vijay, they did not allow these 4 Kumaras to go inside. It is told in Srimad Bhagavatam that these Kumaras, they saw that the eyes, see this Jay and Vijay, they look so beautiful, but their eyes were discontent. It became red. It showed that they were angry, that they don't want to allow the Kumaras inside. So the Kumaras got
angry.
They sit like me.
And he told that to whom you are, that from to for
Wait. Still, let me come. Let me come to that point. So then they were about to curse. So that time, these two gatekeepers, Jay and Vijay, they fell at their feet. Okay? So they fell at their feet, but however, the Kumaras, they cursed them. And what was the curse? Like Janavi said, that you can take so many time multiple births as devotees, or you can have demons. Four lifetimes as demons. And these gatekeepers, they were very great devotees of the Lord. Just imagine, no, 24 hours they are standing outside Vishnu's house. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? If you sit like me, you will get the qualities, very good qualities that is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, so the Kumaras, Jay and Vijay, they fell and they decided, okay, we will become as demons. So first lifetime, they came as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And second lifetime, they came as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Third lifetime, they came as Shishupal and Dantavakra. Fourth lifetime as Jagai Matai. Okay, so these four lifetimes, the Jay and Vijay, they came to the earth because they were cursed by Kumaras. But now, what happened after this? You want to know?
Yes.
Now, when this was happening, it went, Lord Vishnu, please come inside. Lord Vishnu, he came outside. He did not even wear his slippers. He did not even take Garuda. Yeah, please sit. Ask him. He did not even take Garuda. He did not wear slippers. Okay. He just came running to see the Kumaras. Because they are great sages, he came to see and this thing happened. So this is the picture where Lord Vishnu himself, you saw he didn't wear his slippers. He just came running to see the Kumaras. At that time, the Kumaras, they fell at his feet. Now, little what realization they had, the Kumaras? Yeah, Brahman realization. Very good. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari. They had Brahman realization. But now, they smelled. See, if you see carefully, Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, what is there?
Tulsi.
And it is anointed with Chandan. So the smell, the aroma of when Tulsi leaves went into the nostrils of the Kumaras. What happened? They became devotees. They were not Brahman realized. They became Bhagavan realized. Okay? So this is the difference. First they were impersonal devotees. Now they became personal. Means they started worshipping the personal form of the Lord. So this is how the Kumaras, they changed their worship. Because the moment they smelled the tulasis from, it is said that there are so many flowers in Vaikuntha, but the aroma of Tulsi, it exceeds, it is the topmost. Although Tulsi is not a very beautiful, if you see a beautiful rose or something,
yes.
Tulsi is not so beautiful. But Tulsi is topmost to all the flowers. Okay, so this is how the Kumaras, they went. And there are reasons given in, this is tomorrow, the next week's. So, do you want to know? The Lord, he is a multitasker. You know what is the meaning? Sit properly. He is a multitasker. You know what is the meaning of multitasker?
Yes. Doing many tasks
simultaneously. Yes, doing many tasks. For example, your maths exam is there, but the World Cricket Cup is going on. Okay. What happens? You are there, the cricket is going on, here your maths is going on, there your mother is frying some aloo vadas, you want to take that also. So these are what we do, but this is not pastimes. When the Lord does, you want to know what multitasking he did here?
Yes.
You want to know? So the Lord, actually, why did he do this? There are different reasons. I'll tell you some of the reasons. One day, Lord Vishnu, when he was sleeping inside, he told to Jai Vijay that if anybody comes, don't allow them inside. And who came there? Lakshmi ji came there. And the Jai and Vijay said that you cannot go inside. To Lakshmi. They told you cannot go inside. So what happened? She didn't tell them anything. She went inside and she told to the Lord that, see, these people, they are staying in Vaikuntha and they don't know how to behave. So what you should do? You have to send them to the place where they will learn how to behave, then they'll come back, isn't it? So this is what Lakshmi, this is one reason why the Kumar, why Jai Vijay had to come to the material world. This is one reason. Another reason is the Lord, He is supreme enjoyer. What is He?
Supreme enjoyer.
So He has to enjoy all the rasas. That is, in that one rasa is called Virya Rasa. Virya Rasa means combat. Only a person, combat means fight. Okay, you know Dishum Dishum? If somebody has to do Dishum Dishum with Narayana, he has to be equally qualified, isn't it? Some Limbu Timbu cannot go and fight with Narayana, isn't it? So you have to be really powerful, isn't it? And that is Jai Vijay. So Jai Vijay, they came to know that the Lord, He wants to enjoy Virya Rasa. So they thought, we should give Him that pleasure. Are you understanding? The Jai Vijay came to know that the Lord wants to fight. He wants to enjoy. That also gives enjoyment, no? Virya Rasa. So, to give Him enjoyment, they behaved like this. They did not respect the sages. That is why they got the curse, no? This is the second reason. And one more reason is, why they did not allow the Kumaras inside. One place, one Maharaj says, the Kumaras were not devotees. They were Brahman realized, isn't it? Only devotees are allowed in Vaikuntha. So this is one of the reasons why the sages were stopped. This is how a pastime is analyzed by the acharyas. So can each of you tell me one reason what you understood? One? Yeah.
That one day Lord Vishnu told to the gatekeepers that don't allow anyone to come inside.
Yeah.
Then one day Lakshmi ji came and then the gatekeepers told that no, you cannot come.
Hmm.
Then Lakshmi ji didn't told anything and went inside and told the Lord that these gatekeepers are saying me not to come inside and they don't know how to be. So I sent them to the word that they can be behaved.
Yeah. So that's why this is one of the reasons why Jai Vijay came to the material world. They became as Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and then they became Shishupal, Dantavakra, right? And Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. Then second reason?
That they don't allow Kumaras because they were in Brahman realization and
yes,
only devotees were allowed.
Yes.
So they don't allow them and they got the curse that in four lifetimes you will be the demon,
yes,
of Lord Vishnu.
Yes. You will be the demons to fight with Lord Vishnu. Any other, somebody raise your hand? You want to say something?
Yes.
Yeah.
When they were descended in earth planet in material world,
yeah,
that time they understood that Lord want to enjoy.
Mm.
Lord want to enjoy.
Yes.
The battle. So
that's why they came.
That's why they
came. Yeah, to give pleasure to the Lord. Just one more thing. This is a very beautiful shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam which describes that how by sensing the smell of the tulasi leaves, the Kumaras became devotees. So all of you repeat after me. Tasya Ravinda.
Tasya Ravinda. Tasya Ravinda. Tasya Ravinda.
Nayanasya.
Nayanasya. Nayanasya. Nayanasya.
Padaravinda.
Padaravinda. Padaravinda. Padaravinda.
Kinjalka.
Mishra,
Tulasi,
Makaranda
Vayu.
Whoever
has written your notebooks, you can use your notebooks. Antargata, स्वविवरेण
स्वविवरेण स्वविवरेण स्वविवरेण
चकार
तेषां चकार तेषां चकार तेषां चकार
तेषां संशोभम
संशोभम संशोभम संशोभम
अक्षर
अक्षर अक्षर अक्षर
जुषाम
जुषाम जुषाम जुषाम
अपि चित्त तन्वो
अपि चित्त तन्वो अपि चित्त तन्वो अपि चित्त तन्वो
sit like me and recite this verse. It's a very beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda
Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda
Kinjal Kamishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayuhu
Kinjal Kamishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayuhu
अन्तर्गत स्ववीरेण चकार तेषाम्
अन्तर्गत स्ववीरेण चकार तेषाम् अन्तर्गत स्ववीरेण चकार तेषाम् अन्तर्गत स्ववीरेण चकार तेषाम्
संशोभम अक्षरजुषाम् अपि चित्त तन्वो
संशोभम अक्षरजुषाम् अपि चित्त तन्वो संशोभम
तस्यारविन्द नयनस्य पदारविन्द कञ्जल्कमिश्र तुलसी मकरन्द वायुः अन्तर्गत स्ववीरेण चकार तेषाम् संशोभमक्षरजुषाम् अपि चित्त तन्वो
संशोभमक्षरजुषामपि चित्त तन्वो तस्यारविन्दनयनस्य पदारविन्द किञ्जल्कमिश्रतुलसी मकरन्द वायु अन्तर्गत स्ववीरेण चकार तेषाम्
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
When the breeze, carrying the aroma,
of tulasi leaves,
from the toes, of the lotus feet,
of the personality of Godhead,
entered
the
nostrils,
of those sages,
they experienced
a change
both
in body,
and in mind,
even though
they were attached
to the impersonal
Brahman understanding. So you understood now how the aroma of the tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu changed their mind. Once all of you together this verse. Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Padaravinda
Kinjal Kamishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Antargata Swavivena Chakara Tesham Sangshobham Akshara Dusham Api Chitta Tanvo.
Okay, we'll say Narasimha Aarti and then I'll get present.